Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I'm Monty Larrick. With me is the Reverend Pat McManus. He is the pastor of the Kingdom Impact Center in Aurora. And Pastor, you're behind an effort to unite churches from several denominations in prayer for the state of Illinois.
Yes, I believe that if the churches don't function together, come together in true understanding of relationship, you'll never see any reformation or any transformation take place. We can't do it alone. We have to work together to see the purposes of God come into its rightful place, to see true change or true reformation to move across our state.
There was a recent prayer gathering in Springfield where a number of folks from around the state, faith leaders, prayed for Illinois, and essentially they prayed for a great awakening in Illinois. What's that mean?
Great awakening would be causing the church to come into its true understanding of responsibility. In other words, to come out of sleeping or come out of a dormancy or a complacency, but to come into a place where they truly understand that they have purpose, they have potential, they have determination, they have value to see true change within our state.
True change within our state. What's that? What would true change mean to Pat McManus?
Godly government, godly leaders in government, godly people that are truly honoring God in their decision making, how it impacts the culture, the schools, the business, the government, every avenue of life, no matter where it's at, where God has its place, where God's purpose or God's agenda has its place in all spheres of society.
All spheres of society, but there's another part of society that really doesn't want God included in our culture, in our society. But we have a God who's all-powerful.
Right. You know, they don't want God because they don't want to change, or they want to live a selfish or self-centered or self-focused lifestyle. God wants you to be successful. God wants you to have purpose. God wants you to have a life. God wants you to have enjoyment. God wants you to have peace and joy. And what greater place to have peace and joy is when you come into a place of understanding the very nature of who the Father is. And God empowers, God activates, God stirs you to truly see the potential, the purpose of what He's created you to be.
For this great awakening to really take off, church leaders need to do what?
They got to come together. They got to be willing to lay aside traditions or doctrines or theology. They got to sometimes maybe leave the shofar at home, the prayer shawls at home, the beads at home. They have to be willing to lay aside their personal agendas on what they think it looks like and come together and sit before the Father with a blank sheet of paper and say, Father, what do you want to do? And let God begin to give us direction, understanding, and identity to move forward in that which God wants to see accomplished.
Well, Pat, what we want to see accomplished faces a lot of roadblocks because of, as we mentioned, the culture. But what are some things that our churches, people in the congregations need to be doing?
Number one, they have to walk in love. Jesus walked in a tremendous love wherever he went. He demonstrated the very values of the heart of the Father in impacting cultures and touching hearts and touching lives. It ain't about beating people over the head with a track or with anything. It's about truly demonstrating the values, the love, the mercy, and expression of the heart of the Father. If we do that, you'll see true change.
If we don't have this true change in Illinois, what's the prognosis?
Well, we're on a path of destruction. And financially, economically, culturally, I mean, we're in a path that leads true destruction. And generations, our generations, the generations beyond us, are going to come into a society that there's no value, there's nothing left for them. And it's all because of certain people that are padding their own pockets and putting themselves in their own place instead of really taking care of generations for tomorrow.
Generations for tomorrow. You're concerned about the future of Illinois and the future represented in our young people.
Exactly correct. What are they going to have? Debt to no end, where they can't see the top. They're consumed with everything that's going on. They look at it and see there's no hope, there's no future, there's nothing. And what I believe our responsibility is to leave an inheritance, not to leave an inheritance of life, purpose, and destiny, not an inheritance of death and destruction and despair.
And some of those people, those young people who don't have hope, they have despair, are right in our churches, are God-believing churches.
That's exactly correct. They need to be mentored. They need to be fathered. They need to be encouraged. They need to be supported. But they need to also know that they have a place in a future for tomorrow. These are the generations. These are the leaders of tomorrow. Not something that they're not having value, but there's leadership. There's potential to have purpose.
We need to activate the young people, not just the gray-haired folks like us.
Some of it, they have to be willing to step up to the plate. But a lot of them don't step up because no one is helping them to step up. We have to be willing to empower, to challenge, and to activate those, if you want to use those terms. But we have to be willing to release them into their purpose, helping them to understand that there's more to this life than what they see in the atmosphere they're looking at. There's more. They have to know that there's value beyond their chair. They have to know there's value behind the paycheck. They have to know there's value behind their what they're doing in school or what they're doing in their corporate world or wherever. There's more. And we have to be willing to mentor, empower, activate, and change, but also help them to know that someday they'll take over.
Well, you talk about denominations and different theology, but there comes a point where there are some core principles of our faith that young people, unfortunately, in a lot of our churches are just not getting.
We've been guilty of watering down a gospel. We've been guilty of not demonstrating the total essence of who and what Jesus is. We've been guilty of not demonstrating the full value of what the scripture represents. And if we get back to the foundational principles of what Jesus had, and what he shared point blank within the scripture, coming into a place of true understanding of alignment to the heart of the Father, we can truly see change. We can see the value. The kids and the younger generations will begin to see the purpose of where we're going for tomorrow.
But in Illinois, it's an uphill fight, as you know, because of the politics here, corruption here. Do you see a sea change coming?
Yes, I do. I see. I truly see purpose. I see an unlocking of people like we had today, people gathering to come down to Springfield to pray from all corners of the state, being willing to come together from Chicago, from Rockford, from the northeast, northwest, the southern part, come together to come to a place of agreement to pray and to truly be willing to set aside the time to come together to pray to see what God wants to do.
This is Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick, joined by the Reverend Pat McManus, the pastor of the Kingdom Impact Center in Aurora. We'll take a time out and continue our conversation after this.
Do you want a better education for your child? Consider Freedom Project Academy. Built on Judeo-Christian values and classical curriculum, Freedom Project Academy provides more than 100 live online courses for students in kindergarten through high school. With live class instruction, teacher hours, recordings, assignments, quizzes, tests, grading, and transcripts, Freedom Project Academy is faithfully educating America. Request your free information packet today.
Hello, I'm David Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Family Institute, a state-based Christian pro-life and pro-family public policy organization. I want to invite you to join us as we seek to be salt and light to a dark and rapidly decaying culture. You can do that in a number of ways. For example, you can join our email list to get timely alerts and great cultural commentaries. You can like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, listen to our podcast, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can attend one or more of the special events and forums we host in different parts of the state. We do all these things to encourage and equip Christians in Illinois. You see, we need you to help us fulfill our mission to boldly bring a biblical perspective to public policy. Our faith requires us to be bold, speak truthfully, and love our neighbors. Join us. Visit IllinoisFamily.org to learn more.
People are talking a lot about healthcare these days. There are so many changes, so many questions. As Christians, where can we turn for answers? Well, at Samaritan Ministries, we believe the answer is in Jesus Christ, working in the lives of his people, demonstrating Christian community by sharing each other's medical needs, scripturally, faithfully. Here's just part of Lana's story in her own words.
I love getting the monthly share that I give to each month that has a name of a real person and their real medical concerns and a prayer request, you know, for them. That I get to interact with people from all over the country, just like me, and get to pray for them and know that they're praying for me when I have a need. It's great. I love it.
Lana is just one of over 200,000 members who are sharing over $23 million in medical needs each month. If you'd like to experience what it's like to partner with other Christians for your healthcare needs, and you'd like to see what other members are saying, visit MySamaritanStory.org.
This is Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick with you, joined by the Reverend Pat McManus, the pastor of the Kingdom Impact Center in Aurora. What's happening in your church right now? We've been talking about a great awakening in the state of Illinois. Is it starting in your church?
We've been experiencing things in the presence of God that I have longed for. God has been showing up in ways that is just beyond anything that I think sometimes people would expect or wanting to see. So God is beginning to release some things of miracles and demonstrations of his heart within our church.
Pat, tell us about how this prayer gathering in Springfield came about. I know that David Smith, the executive director of Illinois Family Institute, was kind of instrumental, but what happened to make this come together?
I called Dave one day and asked him, I said, Dave, do you think it would be possible that you with the Illinois Family Institute and myself with the Family Research Council out of Washington could put together a time in Springfield to pray for our state? I said, I know that there's intercessors that come down here to pray on a monthly basis. I said, what about pastors? I said, would you be willing to help me and partner with me to be able to gather pastors to come together to pray in the state?
How do you go forward?
What I like to do is, Dave and I talked about it as well, can we set quarterly times? Can we set quarterly meetings in the state to where we gather pastors from around the state to come and pray? And to be instrumental, to truly declare a voice. We have to start somewhere, and the only time it'll start is if we begin to set the atmosphere to cause people to come in.
Should it just be pastors involved in this?
Church leaders, ministry leaders, pastors support people, recognize places and leadership to be able to gather together to connect. Just like today, I think we had a cross-cultural representation. We had a cross-cultural participation. In other words, we had pastors, we had ministry leaders, we had intercessor support people. We had a collection of people that were willing to come together to pray.
Well, speaking of that, how does this go forward in terms of how do people sign up or what do people need to do to get involved?
Part of it is maintaining contact with people. Like we try to see if people would follow through and put their names, addresses, phone number to where we can contact. That's number one. Number two, we have emails that are being sent out to gather and connect pastors together. I think it'll come by those that were here this time. Next time we'll have more because some of them said, I came to check it out to see what it was really about. I think when they see the value of what's going on, they see the significance of what's going on, they see the Father's heart that's being released or expressed or prayed through, there'll be more that will be willing to take a part. It's about people beginning to publicize through their words, encouraging others to come and be a part.
So if folks want more information about what you're doing, can they contact you?
They can contact myself at Kingdom Impact Center, or they can contact Dave Smith from the Illinois Family Institute, because together, we did it together, and I honor Dave for his efforts and what he's doing in the state, but it was him and I together pulling this thing off.
Let me ask you, was part of the impetus for this because of what's happening in Illinois? Governor Rauner recently signed House Bill 40, which expands taxpayer funding of abortions. He also signed legislation that requires pro-life doctors, nurses, medical personnel to give abortion referrals.
I think so, because you get tired of people that call themselves leaders that don't lead. They follow the social directions or social concepts instead of being true leaders and say, wait a minute, this is wrong, that's wrong. To change a birth certificate because somebody feels that they're this or that one day or the other, I think is wrong. And abortion is wrong. To have people pay for it that don't value the significance of abortion. The abortion should never happen. But I think it comes to a point to where the church has been lying silent for such a long period of time. It needs to begin to stand and be a voice. Individually, there's people that have been disappointed in what's going on, but they've been alone. We want to show that there's more that are with them than those that are against them, and to where they'll begin to be willing to take a stand to bring change.
Do you think that if the people of God allow this House Bill 40, for instance, to stay in place, they don't pray against this, that God is going to hold us accountable?
I think that's a concept that people look at, being held accountable for things. I really believe, yeah, if we are accountable for our actions. We're accountable for what we don't do. We can't continue to maintain silence and think everything's going to change. We can't continue to do things the way we've done it yesterday and expect different results tomorrow. We know that's insanity. So the reality of it is, what are we going to do different to see something change? Are we going to be willing to take a stand and declare some things against House Bill 40 or the transgender bill or the bathroom bill or whatever it is? We got to begin to be willing to link arms, come together, and truly see the purposes of God revealed.
You know, we're told in the scripture to pray for our leaders, but for a lot of folks, I imagine, and maybe even yourself, it's hard to pray for, let's say, Mike Madigan and Governor Rauner because of their actions. Give us some wisdom here.
Pray for their souls, that they come, that God begins to bring an awakening to them, where they recognize this, what they've done wrong, that we truly are a different society than what they're portraying. So we need to pray that they would come and come to a place of an awakening and really begin to experience the heart of God.
I noticed several of the people who prayed at the prayer rally here in Springfield prayed for Christian leaders to rise up and actually become part of government. That's something you'd like to see.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I think we have failed to raise leaders as a reason why we've got the leadership in the government that we have today. But I really believe if we would take responsibility and begin to empower, educate, and train, equip, raise up people that have significance, that understand the purpose and value, we can truly bring change. We can see God as leaders in government that would be honoring of God and doing with the things of God. There's a lot here already. There's different, whether it's in the Senate or the House, that are truly honoring God, that are serving our state, serving our government in Washington. And I know for a fact we need more. So the only way that happens is we got to recognize who they are, get behind them, and help promote them to be positions of government for the purpose of bringing change.
Well, what would you say to folks who are kind of on the sidelines, but maybe thinking, yeah, maybe I do need to run for political office because I have political beliefs, I'm intelligent, articulate, etc.? What would you like to say to those folks?
Find somebody that will come alongside you, that will help mentor you, help where you can bounce ideas and thoughts, where you can have somebody pray with you, someone that can give you insight, someone give you strategy, and begin to start putting together a network of people that would truly help facilitate what you want to see done.
Pat, tell us just how important this prayer movement is in the state of Illinois, and give us a vision of what could happen right here in Illinois to transform Illinois.
I think if we gather together to pray, God always uses a remnant. He always uses a select few who are willing to lay aside, lay down their life to let God begin to move. He rebuilt Jerusalem. He rebuilt the temples. He rebuilt things based upon just a minor amount of people and those that were willing to be a remnant to see the purposes of God. He used 12 guys to change a nation. He empowered 12 guys to impact the cultures and communities. He used 12 guys to begin to bring change. Why can't he begin to connect the church that are willing to work together to see the fullness of God begin to be revealed, to see truly Illinois come to its rightful place?
And Christians just have to get involved.
They have to get involved. They can't be sitting there behind their chairs and expect everybody else to take over, to take responsibility. They can't complain about people being in government if they're not voting. They can't complain about people in positions of authority if they're not doing anything about it. They need to rise up, get off the chairs, and begin to move forward.
Once again, if folks would like to connect with you to become part of this prayer movement for the state of Illinois, what should they do?
They can contact Kingdom Impact Center in Aurora, Illinois, or contact Dave Smith of Illinois Family Institute, and we can begin to start seeing how we can work together.
Thank you so much. The Reverend Pat McManus, the pastor of the Kingdom Impact Center in Aurora, a faith leader who's looking beyond his church for the entire state of Illinois. Thanks again, Pat, and God bless you. Until next time, thanks for joining us here on Illinois Family Spotlight.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.